It could be saw the sexiest thing in your fantasy, got a chance to enact your fetish scene, whatever makes you hard. You may remember me in the morning saying this. Hear the words in your head, get hard. Get in your head and see it's hard in there. Go to the other head and see it's even harder there. Get hard, intended only for you to give out, for you to receive, caught in the tender hooks of a simple piece of programming based on credibility, directed at me, and that you believe you're flexible, capable, in control through being controlled, shapeable. You're doing this to yourself. Doing what? Never mind, I wasn't even here. Find yourself, my dear, slipping deeper, and you will. Okay, instill the 7-6-5 memory of what was before, but anything past here is vacantly dreamlike on the other side of the door. 3-2-1 up, hun. Get up, hun. Wake up, pet. And don't forget you can forget unless you don't want to forget too. Hazy, drowsy, oh, were we at the end of the countdown? That's too much remembering. 1. And if you didn't say that and you go, what a countdown, never mind, hun. Fading from your mind, you won't mind. Fantasies playing out in your hand there to remind you you've got bigger concerns than little old me. That hard erect ache you can plainly see. And when you close your eyes, the picture's playing out. You're so horny. How in the world do you get so horny? Wish I could make someone that horny, hot, get hard. Dripping with need, rigidness there, hand on the erect ache. That's good. I hope you like it. Hope you need it. That's what I want you to do. Find a way to implant a need in you and keep your brain hard, and your cock follows. And if your cock comes, then your brain is hard. And if your brain comes, you learn the end of the lesson, hun. And you can enjoy yourself. I mean that literally. Please physically enjoy yourself now. Clenching your muscles. Little echoes of me lurking in your system, vibrating from under and within. I don't know how. Clench your pelvic floor muscles. Jerk your length. Flutter your eyes. Curl your toes. Delete any inappropriate, because your body knows how to be gone and racked with lust. The primary chore you do is trying to not bust out of your confines. And squirt and leave your lower erection limp, so your hard brain can get hard, twice as hard with no outlet. No way to get it out until the refractory's over and you can get hard again. Maybe you need to get a certain number of orgasms out through your length in order to be good for much of anything else when the urge sets in, hun. You love the hard, satisfying feeling between your legs. You love the double bind in your mind that pulses and throbs. Your cock drips and jumps, and that's all right. There's a point of no return physically built into you. I'm sure you'll end up past it. And whether you ruin or spurt, the hard cock had its day, and your hard brain feels listened to, who knows how it will play with other things like these that you have heard me say, waiting in the wings, now sliding into play, aching, wanton, mind in its indulgence. Mere words I say carry you further and further away from the deep down memory of just what I got up to. But you know that getting hard will make you get up to the point where it points up at your belly, smacks against your belly button, or stands stiff, ramrod straight. Ram that rod straight in, slide your slippery hand, and begin to milk your brain with a visible physical tool for pumping the pipe between your legs. Pumps a reservoir between your ears. My vibration goes in there. So any particular spurt or squirt or jerk or drip might be connected to a reservoir into which I've slipped 1 or 2 or 3% of little old me. Anyway, I wasn't here this time, but I'm sure I can teach you something next time around.